Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Because, listen, the internet is not your friend. I don't know when we decided that the internet is our friends. I feel like it happened around the time of Facebook and Twitter, when people would come and just air out their grievances and vent on the internet. But the internet is not your friend. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com. Where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And y'all, I'm already recording, but I really don't know what to call this episode. So, I don't know. Y'all gonna know by the time y'all click on it, but I don't know what I want to call it yet. Because, like, what inspired this episode is, like, do I want to talk about dating embarrassment, or do I want to talk about unpacking dating debacles? Like, I don't know, y'all. But again, I'm gonna have to figure it out by the time I record this, or by the time y'all see this. But whoo, welcome to April, y'all. I'm so happy to be in the month of April. Y'all don't understand how the month of March tried to take me out. The month of March had hands. I'm talking about the month of March had hands like Mike Tyson when he fought Holyfield. Like, the month of March had hands like Creed in Creed 3 when he was fighting Jonathan Majors. Like, the month of March had hands, baby. Like, a lot was going on. And the devil was trying to take me out. The name of this season is No Weapon Formed Against Me Shall Prosper. Amen. Because, like, literally, y'all, I'll give y'all an example. I have 2 missing lug nuts on one of my tires because when I got my brakes and my rotors replaced, for some reason they didn't, I don't know if they got busy, but they didn't tighten one tire, right? And let me tell y'all how amazing God is. I drove to North Carolina and back, to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and back on a loose tire. I realized it was loose because I started to hear bumping, rattling under my car. And I'm just like, what is going on? I'm getting annoyed because I'm like, oh my God, I just got new brakes. I just got an oil change. I'm tired. And just to find out that these lug nuts were loose. So by the time I realized what was going on, I had lost 2 of them. I still have 3 lug nuts. And then I had to tighten the 3 that I had. So I'm just grateful because y'all, on Sunday alone, on Easter Sunday, I was doing 100 on the highway. I was trying to get to Jesus. I was trying to get to church. But I'm doing 100. Just imagine my wheel just rolling off at 100. Like, that would have killed me. So I'm just very grateful to God because that was scary to know that I've literally been driving around going from freaking state to state with loose lug nuts for the last 2 weeks. So very grateful to be here. That's only one of the attacks that I had last month. And God was like, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. So I'm very grateful to be here with y'all. But let's talk about what happened this past week. So if you guys are under a rock, if you are really not on TikTok, but it's kind of on Instagram too now, but there was a young lady who said that men suck, men are horrible, because she went on a date from a dating profile and the guy said she did not look like her picture. And when she got there, he was like, we're going to split this bill. And he said, He said, we're going to split this bill. And she's like, no, because you invited me on this date. So he goes ahead and pays for her. Then he sends her a Cash App request at the end of the date. And she's like, men suck. But my thing is, who cares about this Cash App request he sent? I'm just going to act like I don't see it. Like, what he going to do? What you going to do? Like, who going to check me, boo? Like, what he going to do? Like, it's too late. We're gone. We're exiting. Like, it's over. So that happened. And then, I don't know if y'all watch Bravo, but I am obsessed with this show called Summer House at Martha's Vineyard. Y'all, it's a time. When I tell you a time, baby, it's a time. But spoiler alert, if y'all haven't watched it, but you had to have watched season 2, episode 1. This, because it's the second season. Season 2, episode 1, there was a young lady on the show by the name of Summer. Summer ended up messing with one of the guys on the show named Alex. And what's crazy is last season, Summer came in towards the end. She seemed to be really quiet, kind of standoffish, really sweet girl. But this season, she is turnt. I'm like, sis is turnt. So, sis is turnt. And it's just, But anyway, so she ends up leaving the show. Like, in between, she hangs out with Alex. They end up doing the nasty. And y'all, she ends up revealing it in front of everybody because basically she was mad at him. She says she was mad at him because she just felt like he was acting weird. But what I think really happened is she wanted more, but he didn't. And instead of like facing that and just being real, she's basically kind of acting out her emotions in a way that's kind of like, I wouldn't necessarily say unhealthy, but she's not managing them in the most healthy way. Because to me, the most healthy way would be to pull him to the side, say, hey, you know, I thought we was going to be more than this. What happened? He explains. And then they kind of like go their separate ways or whatever going to happen. But sis decided that the first night, the first dinner, she was going to tell that man and everybody else. She was like, because he didn't invite her to an event. And she's like, why wouldn't you invite the person you've been inside of? And everybody's like, whoa. Just imagine sitting at a dinner with friends and y'all laughing, kikiing. And all of a sudden she's like, and you didn't invite the person you've been inside of. Ooh. That was literally my face when I watched that scene. I was like, ooh. But I just wanted to talk about managing embarrassing situations, managing embarrassing dating situations. Like, what do you do when you feel like you are embarrassed by a dating debacle? Because these are two women who low key got a little bit embarrassed, or they're feeling a little bit embarrassed. Of course, they're feeling a dating disappointment. Of course, they're feeling a rejection. But I sense there's a bit of that embarrassment as well, because you hear it all the time. Women say, boy, don't be out here embarrassing me. You know what I mean? Like, you hear that so many times when a woman is like, I told him, just don't embarrass me. And that usually be the last straw. So what happens when a man embarrasses you up front? Like, that junk just feels weird, right? So, like, how do you manage these embarrassing dating situations, these embarrassing dating scenarios, right? So I was talking to my best friend about it because it happens. It definitely happens. I'm trying to think of the last time I've been embarrassed, because child, I have been embarrassed so many times. I done told y'all when I was in middle school, this guy I was in love with, I fell face first in the mud in front of him. Like, it was insane. It was insane. But I'm trying to think of something like that I was embarrassed by, like, recently. I think the most recent one was in 2020 when I dated my neighbor. I think that was embarrassing because, one, I had to see him all the time. And then, two, just how it played out, because I ended up spazzing on him and cussing him out. I just didn't want him to see me that way, because I know that's not who I am as a person. Like, that's just more of, I got pushed to another level and I responded in a way I normally wouldn't respond, but he pushed me to that. So that was embarrassing. And it's like, when you get embarrassed, you want to protect your pride. Like, you want to save face, but what's done is done. Oftentimes you can't save face. So then what do you do? Right. But I want to talk about, like, in situations. So hopefully, you know, because unfortunately, sometimes it's inevitable. You might get embarrassed in a situation, or you might feel a little weird, or you might feel like exposed. That's really what it gives, right? It's kind of like, I expose my emotions to you. I expose my vulnerability to you. Like the first young lady, I came out on this date. I was bringing good vibes. I thought this was going to be a good time. I like you. I thought you were cute. I thought you liked me too. But you're basically saying that I don't look good. I don't look like my pictures, blah, blah, blah. That's embarrassing. Or you got this situation where this girl, you know, she's on TV, you know, all her friends thinking they rocking out, but he over here acting weird. And then she out of nowhere says, you've been inside me, when I don't even know if everybody knew that they had sex. Cause he was saying, I didn't tell nobody. I don't kiss and tell, but I mean, she does. So here we are. But I think, number one, the first thing to do is to give yourself space to respond. I heard a sermon by Pastor Stephen Furtick from Elevation Church, and he was talking about that. He was saying that oftentimes it's kind of like in the Bible where it says, don't give the devil a foothold, or it says, it's something about anger. I can't think of like exactly what it's saying, but it's basically saying the sin is not in the emotion. The sin is in the reaction, right? Since the sin is in the reaction, you want to give yourself space so you can respond in a way that is like more fitting, right? So what I believe with the young lady who was at the dinner table talking about inside me, I feel like her emotions got the best of her that night, because I really truly don't believe she meant to say that, or maybe producers was like, hey, what's up? But I'm gonna use myself as an example. That day when I cussed that man out, I had been drinking, I was emotionally fueled, and I was on my period. Like, I needed to give myself space to respond. I needed to step away. I needed to really calm down. So I think sometimes we're so caught up in a moment, we have to give ourselves that time and space and like snap.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Out of it, right? So I've grown since then emotionally. So nowadays, when I'm fueled emotionally, when I feel overwhelmed, I can take a step back and be like, I'm not even gonna respond right now. I'm gonna just walk away from the situation. I'm gonna take a walk, or I'm gonna get somebody take my phone. Somebody get this phone away from me, which is thing number two. Get away from your phone, because listen, the internet is not your friend. I don't know when we decided that the internet is our friends. I feel like it happened around the time of Facebook and Twitter, where people would come and just air out their grievances and vent on the internet. But the internet is not your friend, because like the young lady who, the catfish situation, I feel that she came and she thought the internet was her friend and the internet was going to be on her side. But then now you got all these people that are like, well, you did catfish him, and well, you knew better, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's like, when you're going through a dating embarrassment, you need to get away from your phone, because if you go on here and you posting and you venting, and then you think it's going to make you feel better, then somebody that came and they are in agreement with the other person, now you mad-er. Like, you're more mad. You're mad-er, okay? So it's like, get away from your phone. It's been several times where I've had friends like, hey, take my phone. I can't do it right now. It's been moments where, like, I've wanted to record a podcast, and I've been like, okay, I'm record this, because a dude did something to me, and I'm like, my people need to hear this. And then when I sit with it, I'm like, girl, no, you just emotional over and you mad, and that person pissed you off, so you just want to vent. And we ain't got time for that. So, yeah. So, get that phone away from you. Give yourself space to really just calm down first. Because, again, when your pride is being tickled, when it's being bothered, because when someone plays in your face, that's exactly what's being triggered, your pride. It's not necessarily your emotions. The first thing triggered is your pride. Your pride that's like, I know this fool ain't trying to play in my face. I know this fool didn't send me no request for Cash App. I know this fool ain't finna act like he didn't invite me after he done did it to me real good. Like, I can't believe that emotion. That situation, that is a prior response. So that's the last thing you want. You don't want to give a prior response initially, because when I cussed that dude out, it was very much a prior response. Like, you trying to play me, but I was also on my period, so it was a period response. Going back to the internet is not your friend. I feel like we need to know our audience. So one thing I will say is this. When someone hurts your feelings, or when someone does trigger your pride, or someone does something that you feel like is not right. Great example is the girl from Summer House at Martha's Vineyard. She has sex with this man. She feels like he's not treating her properly after sharing this intimate moment. I feel like you do say something. I do think that. Like, I do feel like it's okay to be like, hey, because we do live in a society. It's like, oh, we ain't gonna let nobody see us sweat. We just gonna block this food. We gonna do this, that, and the other. But I feel like sometimes that's kind of like a cop-out, because maybe you're conflict avoidant, or you just don't want to confront situations, or you don't want people to view you as, oh, they hurt my feelings. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want nobody to feel like they got to you, right? Not me, because I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know what's going on. But I'm not going to do it in a way where I'm embarrassing you or myself. I'm going to pull you to the side and be like, hey, you know, what you did, I felt like it wasn't cool. But you got to make sure you're not at a level 10 when you're doing this. You got to make sure you're about at a 6 or 5, right? Because if you're doing it up here, you probably going to cuss him out or like spaz on that person. It's just going to make it worse. You got to bring it down, right? So just pull that person to the side and be like, hey, you know, I don't like what you did. I felt like it was messed up. That was a little whatever, whatever. But before you decide to air out your grievances, know your audience. What I mean by that is, do they care? Okay. So with Summer House chick, I feel like she could have aired out her grievances to the side with this dude, right? She didn't have to bring it up at the table. But with the catfish situation, honestly, I don't feel like he cares. I don't feel like, but I mean, you can still air your grievances. You can cuss him out, or you can like go off on him and be like, hey, I think it's mad rude that you would do that. I know your mama didn't raise you like that, and then block him. Cause y'all know I love a good block party. It's very toxic what I just said, but it is what it is. But it's like, sometimes I think we air out our grievances and we want like a particular response. We want like a certain response, but oftentimes we're not going to get that response. And that's what we got to be prepared for. Because I think you can make the situation worse when you go into it and you air out your grievances, and then that person's looking at you like whatever, or they're taunting you, or they're like, what, you know what I mean? So just be understanding your audience and ask yourself, like, does this person care? And do I expect a certain response? And if I don't get that response, then what? You know what I mean? So just be careful, because I just don't want you to go into an even deeper emotion of embarrassment, or an even deeper emotion of like pride just really being triggered, right? And what else? Also, the Summer House at Martha's Vineyard girl, she seems to have misplaced her anger, okay? So since she did the whole little telling everybody he'd been inside her at the table, she's been mean to, like, her friends. And it's crazy because, like I said, last season, she was really nice. She was sweet. She was kind of quiet. But it seems like this season, she's, like, on some kind of mean girl stuff. And I kind of low-key feel like she's acting like this because she's still mad at dude and she didn't get the response she really wanted. And I feel like sometimes when we're in situations that embarrass us, we can misplace our anger, and we can, instead of understanding where that emotion is coming from. That's why it's like so important to be self-aware and emotionally intelligent, child. Because you got to understand where that emotion is coming from. I remember a friend, like me telling her, for example, like, say your friend is in this situation like Martha's Vineyard girl. Say you're like, hey, friend, you know, it's okay if you did like him more because you keep saying it was just sex, but you're not acting like that. It's okay if you do. Like, I'm here for you. And then she lashed out at you and you like, whoa, I'm just trying to help. Like, what? You know what I mean? So it's like you have to ask yourself and make sure you're not misplacing your anger, because you just got to grieve that joke. Sometimes you got to take the L and make the L a lesson, because I mean, sometimes that junk is just inevitable. Sometimes no matter what you do, you're still going to be embarrassed out here in these dating streets, because you just never know. You just never know. Like, you just never know. And it's not your fault. You just never know. So I would just say, don't internalize it. Now, how would I respond to these situations if it were me? So I don't be out here catfishing people. I don't be out here. I don't use a lot of filters. And online, I don't be wearing makeup a lot. Usually I look better in person, because when I go out, I get dressed. But when I record my podcast, I be chilling. But catfish girl, how would I respond if I was catfish girl? First of all, he gonna have to get it back in blood. Because if you send me, like I said, a request after the date, sir, who are you? I don't know. Blocked. I don't have time. And I do have a friend though who told me that one time she went on a date and she's gorgeous, and she looks like her pictures. And so he was just being rude, and he looked at her and was like, you're bigger in person, you should lose weight. He literally looked at her in her face and said that. And she was just like, you're a jerk. And I think she left. So I feel like that's how I would more so handle it. Like, if you are already giving me that energy on the date, I don't want to proceed. I'm just going to leave. I'm out. I'm not going to stay here and be disrespected like this. I don't need a free meal. I don't need this date. Like, bye. So that's how I would handle that situation. Now, Martha's Vineyard. Now, that's a tricky situation, because she has to be in this house with this man for this show. So I would have pulled him to the side before we came on that show. Now, again, my last embarrassment was from a neighbor. So it is really hard to manage your embarrassment and your disappointment and your emotions when you have to be in the vicinity of that person. Like, it's way harder than when it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind, and you get to process it on your own. So when you have to be around that person, see that person, honestly, you just got to set your boundaries. You just got to be like, hey, pull that man to the side. Hey, what's up? Honestly, I'm going to be honest. Like, I did think we were going to be more. I don't like how you try to play me. I do feel like you really on some F-boy-ish. These are my emotions. This is how I feel. I really don't want to be cool with you. I don't like you like that. But I still want to be cordial with you because of this show. So I will speak to you. We can be cool. Don't ask me nothing. Don't have a conversation with me. Don't ask to hang out with me. No. Okay. So that's how I would handle that, because I'm not finna fake this, because you embarrassed me low key. You played me low key. You played in my face. I don't have the time for it. Like, let's be fully transparent about this situation. Let's get down to the nitty gritty, because no, I'm not about to do this with you, because I'm not. So that's my little 2 cents on managing embarrassing dating scenarios, because it happens. And I think that too, just understanding it happens, because I think sometimes when those situations happen, we feel like, oh my god, the spotlight is on us, this happens to nobody, I feel so ashamed, blah blah blah. Get rid of that guilt, get rid of that shame. It happens to everybody, Chad. It happens to everybody. Y'all see all these celebrities out here getting embarrassed because they baby daddy cheating on them, their husband cheating on them, it's just a lot going on. You know what I mean? And not saying the only way to get embarrassed is to be cheated on, because it's not. But just saying, like, even celebrities get embarrassed. So it don't just happen to you. So, yeah. Well, that's my little 2 cents. Until next time. Bye.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams 1-coat coverage interior paints via rebate.
Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.